Hey there, this is Miss Delia, and I love to teach men how to suck cock. I just do. Whether you are a straight guy who has some curious fantasies, or someone who thinks himself quite the sissy and really wants a cock to take it all the way, it doesn't matter. As a mistress, I get asked tons of things every single day, and they're not all what you'd expect. There are plenty of men, obviously, wanting my help to jerk off and masturbate. But there are just as many men who need instructions of a different kind. This can be really, really sexy to talk about, too. So, my role as a mistress is not just about control, pain, or BDSM scenes. It's also about teaching. I'm not always going to order you to do something, but there are many times when I will just guide you into that understanding, that knowledge that you should do what I say. Now, of course, some of you are going to need guidance and instruction with sucking cock. And I get so many questions about sucking cock. I know that most of you really, really, really want to do it. You're curious about it. So let's talk about the basics of cock sucking. I'm going to let you in on the little secrets that I tell my callers who ask me to tell them all about sucking cock. The number one rule of sucking cock is practice. You absolutely cannot start out on a real cock when you have no idea what you're doing. I mean, let's think about it. You could really, really upset, disappoint, or scare someone off if you showed up to a glory hole or adult theater to start sucking cock, only to have them realize that you have absolutely zero idea of what you're doing. Let me be truthful here. That's nothing that you ever, ever, ever want to do. And I'm sure you can understand why that would be a problem. That's why Miss Delia always recommends that you get a dildo to practice sucking on. You can work that dildo in and out of your mouth. You can learn how to swirl your tongue around the head. You can take the whole shaft. Hell, you can even go balls deep. Because let's face it, if you are sucking cock on a man, you're going to be expected to do things that he likes. Some men might love deep throating, and this is where your practicing on that dildo comes in. No one, unless they're very sadistic men, is excited by gagging on a cock. So, you will practice with me how to relax your throat. Now, a longer or thicker dildo is always good to practice on. Why longer and bigger than you might need? Well, that's simple. If you can get good on something really big, then when you get to just a guy who's average, it'll be so much easier and you will be able to impress him with your cock-sucking skills. So, you'll absolutely have to learn how to deep throat. You'll have to learn how to do some tongue swirls. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're going to need to swallow cum. That's right. You like it when someone swallows your load of cum. And as the cocksucker, you are absolutely, without a doubt, expected to swallow that load right down. Now you're lucky. If you are in cocksucker training, Miss Delia will generally get you to practice with your own cum. So you may have some days where I make you orgasm and save it, so you have a reserve of cum. But know that you are not the norm. When you're sucking cock on a guy who's excited and probably hasn't had a blowjob in months, there's always going to be much more cum than you expect. It might be a different texture from yours. It might taste different. It might be thicker than you expect. So, you're just going to have to get used to it by eating your own cum all the time. Okay, so once you've practiced, you're ready to suck cock the right way. When you feel that you're ready to start your adventure in sucking cock, you need to be ready to take control of the situation, just to a point, I suppose. Remember, you are there in the glory hole, the adult theater, in your home, to please him. It's not the other way around. He's not there to give you pleasure. It's not up to him to make it easy on you or to make you comfortable. So, I recommend preparing to be on your knees in front of him. It's the position he is most likely to enjoy. And while it does make things a little harder on you and your knees, it certainly will excite him. So be prepared. Have a pillow there for you to kneel on. Practice kneeling. Hell, even in kinky situations, black knee pads can be hot. So once you are on your knees, you can take comfort in his excitement as a sign that you may not have to be down there too long. So remember, the better you suck, the faster he comes, and the more cocks you can take in one setting. Of course, you'll have to keep sucking and licking and playing with his balls. Don't you dare forget those balls. They like to be licked, kissed, and sucked too. And you'll do all of this, working up a fun, sexy rhythm until he is ready to come. This can take a long time or a short time, depending on a number of things, not the least of which is your skill in the area of exciting him and how good you really are at sucking cock. Be aware, though, he's just not going to stay still and let you take your time with a strap-on dildo or your practice dildo. He is going to get excited. He will leak pre-cum. He will have expectations. So, be prepared after a little warm-up to go deep and to get into a sexy rhythm with him so that you're really giving him the pleasure that he wants. This should be an exceptionally erotic experience for you both, and if you've practiced and practiced and practiced, it will be. Remember, no one gets everything right the first time, but if you take some guidance from Mistress Delia, you are going to start off sucking cock in such a positive way. I know you can do it. So call Miss Delia at 800-601-6975 to learn all about sucking cock.